good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to our studio, of course.
Thank you.
Mila Dash is coming up. It's not only a rumor, but it's really a hard work of so many people, right?
Yes.
That would be a musical?
It's a musical, yes. Yeah, it's a musical, but this time we're also doing dance as well. So we've really kind of developed the idea from last time.
And it's not a musical which would be just taken from somewhere. It's our production, right?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, the whole thing was written by us.
Yeah. By whom?
The story was written by myself, and then the script came from the story. So I wrote the script, and then the songs we've done with Matthew has written the music for the songs. And the lyrics, I had some help from Claire and Mukta and Swaha. So there's those people that have been involved for the last 9 months we've been working on it.
Wow.
And then we've also had a lot of other people working for the last 6 months. Mm. So there's the costumes and the dance.
And then the production itself also involves a lot of actors and dancers, no?
There's a lot of people.
Heard, like 80 children.
There's 80 people on the stage. Plus the children's choir, which is another 20. So we've got about 100
people
that come on at the stage at the end. But you've also got an extraordinary back room team. Mm-hmm. The costumes, which are being done by Jotis, and Gabby's helping her. Mm-hmm. And you've got Elodie, who's choreographed all the dances. And she's had support from Jesse and Mukta. And then you've got just a team of people that are just working on the props and the sets, which is Shona and Naila and Grazie and Sabrina and Ishita and Tashi, and so there's a huge number of people out there who are probably forgetting.
I got a feeling half our community is involved in that.
Well, at least, you know, you've got 20% of the community sort of involved, yes. And then you've got all the parents who are sort of supporting their kids and taking their kids there. And you've got a lot of, you know, people that just sort of are supporting on small roles as well. So, yes.
We're not going to talk about the story.
No.
We just know it's about the rats, so whatever it is.
But it's about mice, rats and cats.
So we can imagine.
Yes.
The music is rock and roll, right?
It's a mixture. There's rock and roll and there's jazz and then sort of other songs, which maybe you could figure out what it is. It's kind of... it's nice. It's very nice music. It's really good music. It's good dance music and it's very lively.
Now we need to be a little bit more informative and practical. The show's gonna be...
The show's on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. So 25th. It starts on the 25th, 26th and 27th. Mm-hmm. On the 25th and the 26th, it starts at 8 o'clock. And on the Sunday, it will start at 5:30 in the evening so that the younger kids have a chance to come and not fall asleep.
And they don't disturb the other people.
I think there'll be young kids all the time and I think there'll be a lot of disturbance, but yes.
But you also put some precautions in this time because you know that it's going to be the demand to go and see the show is going to be huge, yeah?
We don't know that, but we were asked by Baron Nevis to make sure that there's not lots of people sitting in the aisles and causing safety concerns. I think they had a number of performances where there was a real feeling that if there had been a problem, people couldn't have left calmly and quietly. So they asked us to limit the number of seats to 550. So in order to do that, we've created tickets that people can get for free, but just so that we can limit the numbers that come in.
So you're not sure that for sure that 550 people, not more, will come to the show.
We hope so. Mm. I mean, you know, there's lots of issues around this. You know, maybe some people get tickets and then can't come, and you know, so how do we go about it? We're exploring the idea. We've created a website where people can get tickets off the website. So there's 250 tickets for each show available on the websites. Mm-hmm. And then we've also printed tickets, which are available at the Town Hall and at the Solar Kitchen. And all that happens from the 18th, which is this Friday.
From Friday onwards, we can get the tickets. Those who are on the website, we print them out by ourselves.
No, you'll get a code, and you just have to come with the code, and that'll be ticked off on a list.
Well, that's easy. I don't need a printer. Yeah? I just need a computer.
No, you just need
I need a phone, yeah?
You need an internet connection, and there's a website which you can go to.
So how does it feel to be, that's your second time, I mean, you are actually active also with the Genius Brothers Incorporation, so you are an old cat with how it comes to the performances, but how does it feel to have so many people involved in the whole production?
It feels great. I mean, you know, one level it feels fantastic, but there's a lot of variables. I mean, this is the third time we did it. We did Oliver, and then that was a musical that had been written, so we just followed it. Then we did Sorcerer at Sea, which was the first one we'd written together. And we had, I think, about 70 people on the stage. And this time we have 100 people on the stage. And it's more complex. We've had twice as many rehearsals because we've taught the kids dance. For the last 3 months, the kids have been learning to dance rock and roll and dance jazz dances. And so some of the kids had some dance background and some haven't. So it's been very... really nice to just see everybody sort of putting in so much effort. And yeah, the only thing is that there's lots of people and you just keep asking them to do one more thing and they all keep doing it, so it's really nice.
That's very passionate, yeah?
Oh, totally. I mean, you know, you look at the passion of Jesse. Jesse's been absolutely amazing the last months. Like, for the last 3 months, he's been dedicated to this entire show. And his energy has been fantastic, you know, and he's gone into depth with all the actors and the stage directions, and he's really taken on a huge role in getting the show together. And then Matthew with the musicians, and the musicians have been working every night, learning the song. So there's, you know, so there's a live band.
It's going to be live band.
Live music, which is another six, seven people down there playing the songs. They've learned them all.
Who are they? I mean, they're not so
many. You've got Matthew on the piano, then you've got Chuma playing bass, Andy on guitar, Edo on guitar. Matthias playing drums, Sagar's in the pit doing sound effects, and then Nuria's leading the choir.
Yeah, I know, it's also choir.
Yes.
It's a huge thing.
It's massive. Yes.
And then, you know, sometimes I've seen Sorcerer at the Sea, I didn't see Oliver, but after the show it was great, and, you know, so much effort, and actually I think the people who are working on that got more fun than us who are just gonna come and see. How come that we always have only two or three shows, you know? Because that it's been a huge work put in, you know? And then you come to the point that the show is ready to be delivered. And then you just do it two, three times and you go back.
Yep. I don't know, it's like that. I mean, when we did Sorcerer at Sea, someone said let's take it to Chennai, and there's no way you can take a show like that out of Oroville. It's just so massive.
No, for sure not.
You need trucks and buses And I think the whole point of community theatre, which is what this is to work together and to enjoy working together and to build something. And to do four shows is already quite an effort, you know, to sustain that energy for four shows for people who are not professional actors is already a huge concentration and a huge effort. And I think it's fine, you know, because it's actually the whole process is actually the event.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you say, everyone enjoys being involved. Okay, there's stress and there's moments of chaos.
It's gonna be with thousands, with half of us.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's I think it's fine, you know. Mm. And there's a video at the end that people can watch and watch again and again, which Doris and Francis have been making. So they've been sort of even filming the making of, and so that's also nice.
They're also filming now.
Yes.
When you're rehearsing.
They're filming in the rehearsals,
so
and
you
follow
have
the
all
process.
Before footage and afterward and the show.
And the show.
Wow. Cool.
Yes.
That's really good.
No,
and
nice.
The kids, how are the kids?
Kids are great. Kids are incredible. I mean, they're just, I mean, I don't know, I'm blown away by them. I mean, there's so much work that goes on in Oroville teaching kids, teaching them music.
Mm-hmm.
They do theatre. They do theatre with Johnny. They do theatre at school. And so they all have a sort of a background. They all have something. And so when we do a big production like this, all of that energy that's been put in the schools and you know, by other people, you kind of use all of that skill that's there. And the kids are great. They're super talented. And then you give them a big production like this and they get very excited just by seeing the scale of it. And so it's fun, and they're great and they're really talented. So I don't know what else to say. It's fun working with them.
Cool.
And getting to know them, because it's a really good opportunity for adults. Because we have adults in the cast and kids in the cast. That's one of the things I really like is seeing that adults get to know the kids and interact with the kids and share their experience and things like that. And it's one of those moments in the community when we do have that kind of whole generation after generation connecting to each other generation.
Johnny's also involved?
Johnny's not involved this time. He was going to be in Australia, and actually now he's broken his leg, but Johnny's always involved in spirit.
I know.
I mean, Johnny was the one that really sort of started this whole sort of theatrical
movement
style in Oroville. No, there's other theatrical styles, but I think the Johnny plays have evolved and evolved and had many sort of branches shooting off them and things like that, and this is obviously one of that.
Cool. Now I'm just curious about one more thing. The name Milidaceous is correct?
Milidaceous.
Perfect.
Yes.
Sorry, I was wrong. Milidaceous means what?
It means nothing. It means there's a character called Millie in the play, and it's sort of the story of her transformation. Mm-hmm. We follow her, and she's an audacious character, so it became Millie Dacious.
So she turns into Dacious character through the
story. She is. She's that. She has this sort of character that's there, and it emerges during the show.
That's a cat or a mouse?
She's a mouse.
She's a mouse. Cool. Well, thank you. We will enjoy the show.
Thank you so much.